This is the Geek Dads, the podcast of geekdad.com. This is episode 139. I'll buy you a delicatessen! Again, everyone, we're back again in somewhat regular fashion, although I think we missed a week. Oh well, this is the Geek Dads, episode number 139. I'm Ken Denmead, Grand Nagus and publisher and all sorts of stuff for Geek Dad. Hello again, everyone. It's nice to see you. And there is Mr. Matt Blum. Hello, Matt. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, Ken. Not too bad. Tired. Just took my daughter to New York for the weekend.
That sounded like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was tiring, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, we had a blast.
What all did you, I heard you were going to Forbidden Planet.
We did go to Forbidden Planet. She expressly asked to go there, which made my, you know, did my geek heart good. I was actually very pleased to see they relocated a couple of storefronts down the street, so they actually, like, you can actually, like, walk by people in the aisles, which was kind of a change.
That's kind of nice.
Kind of a change from the way they used to be. Lots of good stuff. She's a huge Doctor Who fan, so she was oohing and aahing over all the stuff that you can't get, you can normally not get outside Britain.
Yeah,
they have there. We ended up getting a Dalek TARDIS salt and pepper shaker set.
That's excellent. You can't beat that.
Which is very cool. And some of the Doctor Who vinyl figures that you can get to. Tempted by many other things, but
tempted by so much when you go there. Oh my God.
But did not get much more. And we went to
my most recent prized possession is, you know, for a long time we've had, on the back of my wife's car, we've had, you know, the classic, family stick figure decals, but it's, 4 Daleks and 2 canines.
Cool.
Which I thought was good. We've gotten a few comments on those, and then recently I was able to get just the top of the TARDIS peeking out over the edge of the window on my car. So
yeah, that's cool.
A dedicated middle class suburban Doctor Who family.
Very cool.
We wear our geek badge proud. So all right, so we're gonna try something here. This is. I wanted to give this a try on the podcast, and I'm hoping that the sound will come through. I'm not sure if it will, and if it doesn't, this isn't going to make a lot of sense. But there was something I discovered. It's actually been out. This information and stuff has been around since Comic-Con, but I hadn't seen that at least one place still had this footage up. There was actually a roll, some footage from the still in filming Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah.
Was mm-hmm. shown at Comic-Con. I had not seen this. I was obviously off in Mike Fugue of my little other job, my temporary position that I was in for a little while. And I totally missed this, and I came across this just in the last couple of days. And I'm actually really getting totally stoked about this. So I'm going to do a screen share here and see whether or not we can run this video, which apparently has been taken down pretty much everywhere else. But mm-hmm. somebody still has it going. And I just don't know if the video is going to come through. So we'll see if this happens. Matt, can you hear that?
I see nothing. I hear nothing. No, I can see. I can see it now. I can't hear anything. No, I hear nothing. No, I can see it, but I can't hear it.
Oh, well. Well, okay, so So you couldn't necessarily hear it. Most of it, most of the soundtrack is Hooked on a Feeling, which actually ends up working pretty well, and it's kind of fun. A couple of things struck me there. I love the overall look. I thought it was pretty cool. Obviously it's a lot of quick cuts, a lot of punching and shooting, and very atmospheric stuff going on. I thought that the look of Star-Lord was pretty spot on for what Star-Lord's supposed to look like. And I'm sorry, the one very detailed shot of Rocket Raccoon looked freaking awesome. Rocket Raccoon looks like a total badass. So I'm sold. I'll be there.
It certainly has promise, I gotta say. Much more than I would have expected it to. Truly. Now we'll see what they do with Ant-Man.
Yes. Well, I think Ant-Man is in much more known quantity hands.
True.
To have the potential for doing really, really well.
Quite true. Quite true.
Whereas Guardians seems like it's a little bit of a, this is the unknown quantity. I mean, Ant-Man is, not one of the most popular or well-known comics or, superhero characters, but because it'll be an Edgar Wright movie,
yeah,
it can stand on its own in that sense, I think.
True.
Guardians of the Galaxy, even less well-known than Ant-Man. And so it could be even more challenging, but
No, you have a point.
But the look there was a lot of fun. So I'm thumbs up, and Karen Gillan is in it. So
oh, that's right. I forgot that she was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's playing one of the bad guys.
Cool.
And Zoe Saldana and a whole bunch of other
folks. I knew she was in it. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I heard that what they did for the SDCC panel is, because they're filming in the UK, is they got everybody in the middle of filming, like they paused filming, got everybody on a plane, flew them all to San Diego for a couple hours so they could be on a panel, and flew them all right back to England. That crazy. Must have been loads of fun. Nothing like sitting on a plane for basically the whole day.
Yeah. But, it's important. Yeah, that's PR. You got to do that now.
It's true.
Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. So I'm jazzed about that. So we've got, I figure this is our little discussion here. There's a lot of holiday big blockbuster movies coming up.
Oh, there's some good stuff coming out.
I mean, already, Thor opens Friday.
Yep, that's right. Uh-huh. And Ender's Game already opened. I'm still on the fence about that.
What's been the independent word on Ender's Game so far? Have we heard much?
I've heard mixed things. I hadn't paid that much attention, honestly, because I was out most of the weekend. But I think most of it was reasonably positive.
Do a quick Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. I haven't heard anything. I take that back. I heard a couple that said it was visually very, very good, but it seemed to lack heart.
Yeah, 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. So fair.
I want to point out we've got one viewer right now. We had two, it's now down to one, but I believe if you're watching us via the YouTube link, if you're actually on YouTube watching us there, I've got the Q&A tool turned on for this Hangout on Air, so you might be able to actually do we might be able to interact. Wouldn't that be awesome? So Thor is coming, and I'm not sure. I thought I've heard one or two good things about Thor already. The thing that I'm also fascinated by is that supposedly the following week, so a week from tomorrow, I guess, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will actually refer to the movie, to the events in the movie.
It's entirely possible.
So they're starting and planning this as an ongoing thing to directly tie in the feature films as they happen with the TV show. which is pretty stunning. In fact, somebody, I'm not sure which site I read it on today, probably IO9 somewhere, pointing out that this is probably the first time that's happening. The last time that this kind of thing happened was with X-Files. Like season 9 of X-Files. One of the movies actually came out sort of halfway through the season, and they referred to the event. They started including the events of the movie in the, you know, previously on X-Files kind of pre-rolls and things like that. So they firmly planted the movies in the continuity. We haven't, you know, we have not had situations where TV shows that have a connection to a movie have really done, you know, have done that strongly at all, I think, ever before. I mean, you can look at maybe the closest thing would have been early, you know, what was it, the first episode of Next Gen supposedly had Dr. McCoy on it?
Well, it didn't have to. I mean, they never
had Dr. McCoy on it, but
they didn't name him, but
not referring to, I mean, well, and all right, so Spock showed up a few times too, so there was connected continuity, but it was very tenuous, and it wasn't.
Well, and Scotty showed up.
Something happens in the movies and then gets referred to in the show.
And Scotty showed up because James Doohan needed money.
That's right. but it is a little bit different. And that having a movie come out in the midst of the show being on and then directly connecting the two is pretty nifty. I mean, so I was trying to think if there are any more. There's nothing else going on in terms of TV right now that you could do that with.
Not right now, if I can think of.
Yeah.
I do hope that the show improves. It's not. I mean, it's a good show, and it's still
not awesome yet.
It is definitely not awesome. It should be awesome. It is good.
We want awesome, you know, and we hope that it's going to be a, you know, everybody's willing. I think a lot of people are willing to give it the chance. I will admit I was in our local comic book store this week and the subject came up, and man, comic store people really very, very highly opinionated and
dismissive.
Scrap. I've stopped watching.
Yes. Well, the character on The Simpsons is not.
You're the reason Firefly ended. So I'm still optimistic, but I have to say, Clark Gregg was on Nerdist this week and he was hilarious.
He's a very funny guy.
He's a very funny guy.
Yeah. I think I told you I met him.
He's
an extremely funny guy.
I hadn't realized that he's been a screenwriter. He's done a couple of important screenplays and stuff too.
So yes.
He's a multifaceted individual. So that was cool. Did I go on at length about Arrow last time?
You did. Yes,
I did. Okay, good. I won't bring that up again.
I heard they were going to start another.
Well, word is that there will be at least a 2 or 3 episode arc where a young criminologist from Central City suffers through a terrible accident and develops rather fast running skills as possibly a backdoor pilot.
Yeah, there was something else though. It was that I heard. It wasn't Flash, but there was something else that I heard. I can't remember what it is now. I'm trying to remember.
The superhero show?
Yeah, it was related to Arrow. It was related to Arrow somehow, but I can't remember what it was.
And it's not the Flash thing.
It was definitely not the Flash. I would have remembered that I would have remembered. But if I remember, I'll let you know. But
okay.
What was I going to say?
Again, folks, we got a couple people watching us right now. If you're watching us on YouTube, you should be able to do Q&A. So check that out if you want to make any comments or ask any questions. We would be happy to hear from you. Or else, I believe we've been taking. There any tweets? If you want to tweet at us, tweet it at Geek Dads, and we will we'll be happy to chat with you virtually.
I just saw something saying Jon Favreau is in talks to direct a new Disney adaptation of The Jungle Book.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, did we need another one?
I don't think we did. I mean, I love Favreau, but the original is awesome. The modern sequels were unnecessary.
Yeah.
Sequels that they had in the last few years. But
yeah, it's so hard to do and not be racist.
Yeah. Very challenging.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the other hand, it's a matter of what is the available public domain material that people can get their hands on and do new stuff with.
Well, he had been in talks for a while to do some film called Animal Kingdom, which was going to be about the park at Disney World coming to life.
So, interesting. Because isn't there some other movie being produced that's called World of Tomorrow?
Yes, that was different. That it's already out, I think. And that was actually just two different things. No, yeah, there is something else that's coming. That's different though. Like that's actually supposed to be like a science fiction thing. I think it's not supposed.
Yeah, I thought it had something to do that. I mean, that it was still connecting to.
I think Disney does somehow. I think.
Brings up, of course, Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
Oh well, that was terrible.
I thought it was visually quite wonderful. I thought what they tried to do was really good.
Yes, visually it was, but it wasn't.
They didn't enough. Quite pull off the story.
It wasn't enough. That's what it was. Our Man. There's going to be it's not really related to the Arrow, but it is DC Comics. There's going to be a drama based on Our Man.
Okay. Oh, and Giovanni Ribisi was wonderful. And I so hate the new sitcom Dads.
Oh, I tried it. I tried watching it. It's such a shame because I like so many of the people on it.
I hate it with the burning fury of a thousand suns.
Oh, exactly. Because it could be
S-O-N-S and S-U-N-S.
It's got so many good people on it. And
I was sitting there watching it and thinking, my God, this is so horrible. If you let Seth Green and Martin Milner write this, it would probably be genius.
Well, you mean?
Martin Mull.
Yeah.
Martin Milner, another awesome actor, but
different. Yeah.
But yeah, Martin Mull.
And Peter Riegert is fantastic. He was also on it.
I think the role they put him in is horrible.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's terrible.
Disgusting person.
Exactly. I like these actors so much. I can't stand what they're doing with them.
And even, what's her name, who was on Suite Life of Zack and Cody, who's got tremendous comedy chops. They are walking the line of racism and sexism with. Yes.
Which I can't remember who's on. Is that Ashley?
No.
That's not Ashley Tisdale. Ashley Tisdale's on one of the vampire things. That's right.
Right. No, the one who played London Tipton.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. I know who you mean. I can't remember. Vanessa.
No.
No, that's the other one. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway. It's just bad. It's a bad show and it should not be watched by anybody. Brenda Song.
Brenda Song. There you go.
Yeah.
She's funny, smart, and this character is
not.
I mean, all of it. Oh, my God. Just all of it.
It's got...
Especially because they're supposed to be slightly geeky guys, and it's just...
Seth Green and Giovanni Ribisi are both excellent comic actors, and they both... And the roles are terrible for them. And Peter Riegert and Martin Mull are both excellent comic actors, and the roles that they're in are terrible for them. Yeah. It's horrible. It's such a shame seeing talent wasted like that.
So if you hadn't seen it before, don't see it now. Please.
Yeah, please don't.
Run away from it. Whereas Flipside, The Crazy Ones,
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
I'm enjoying the heck out of. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, anything with Robin Williams in it, where it's a comedy, is going to be at least fun.
Yeah. Did you see, and the way they do the they'll do outtakes in the end credits. There was one like two, three weeks ago where there was some scene for some reason that that she slides across the hood of the car or something, and her and Robin Williams' character goes, "Where'd you learn to do that?" And she looks at the camera and says, "Sunnydale." Which was very amusing. And did I lose you, Matt? I have lost Matt. Well, folks, the miracle of the internet is back.
Okay.
Oh, there you are.
I'm back.
Yay.
I have no idea what happened. I have no idea what happened.
David Michael is watching, says he doesn't see Q&A on the stream, just comments. That's weird. We have to figure that one out. Maybe it's... I'm not sure where that would show up then. It's turned on, really.
Ask your audience to submit questions and they will appear below.
You know, I wonder if this only exists if you're looking at it on like our Google Plus page. Maybe try going to our Google Plus page and see if it's there.
Couldn't I?
I never know. In fact, I can go take a look at that real quick.
Excuse me.
Yes, Google Plus page. Here. I'll toss a link at Twitter. Wow, that's exciting radio.
Yeah, isn't it?
All right, what else is coming up? Of course, the latest trailer for Hobbit came out and actually looks... They amped it up a bit.
They did, and I really like the way the dragon looks. I really do.
Very excited for the dragon. Very excited to see Bjorn.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, and you know, they brought Legolas in, which, you know, we knew it was going to happen, which is unnecessary, but it's okay.
Yeah. Although, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm on the fence about that because, you know, I don't know a Tolkien nerd who hasn't ever pointed out, well, you know, Legolas must have been running around there somewhere during The Hobbit. You know, even though we understand how when the books were written, but you always thought about that fact. You always thought that, okay, this is where Legolas was from. We didn't learn about him until the other books, but in theory, he would have been there. So it actually makes a lot of sense to include him as a character. Plus, you know, Orlando Bloom, very popular.
Yes, despite
so that helps.
Kind of wooden, but yeah, which works for now.
Power cooking. Oh, look. We have a question in the chat room.
It works for an elf, mind you, but it's, yes, he's actually on Broadway right now in Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, so. This is now we're cooking. Yes, now we are cooking. Yeah, that's got to be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it because, like I said, he's just not that good an actor. He really isn't. He does fine as an elf, but he's just not. Just doesn't have the range.
Who knows? Have we seen any reviews of him on doing that?
No, but I've seen him. But having seen him in other films that he's been in, like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
the range just not there.
I was hoping we'd get Aragorn.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for so well.
There's, you know, it'd probably be. Well, let's see. I'm trying to remember how the appendices worked. I know Aragorn was involved, you know, sort of post Hobbit in the, you know, the capturing of Gollum and bringing him to the elves in Mirkwood to hold him.
I believe that's correct. Yeah. So,
but I forget whether it references anything that he might have done in the Battle of Five Armies.
I don't think it says anything.
Probably not.
But Gondor wasn't involved in the...
Gondor wasn't, but he wasn't in Gondor at that point.
Well, actually, at that point...
He was probably still...
No, at that point, he probably wasn't. That's true. Yeah.
He was either out being a ranger or, much younger days, he'd been in Rohan.
Living in Rivendell, yeah. He might still have been living in Rivendell, the town. Yeah. Although you don't see him in Rivendell there, so... Yeah. Who knows? Did you see that Simpsons opening, by the way? That was based
on... The Lord of the Rings one?
The Hobbit one.
Yeah, the Hobbit one? Yeah. That was pretty fun.
I was hysterical. I loved that. I loved Moe's as Gollum, and Mr. Burns, of course, as Smaug. It was just perfect.
Let's see. Going to some hardcore fantasy boards. Let's see. In 2004, this was the this is an old bulletin board, the Fantasy Forum. Somebody asks, would it have been possible for Aragorn to fight in that battle? According to my calculations, he would have been about 25 years old at the time. Somebody answers, someone with the screen name Radagast answers, Aragorn would have been alive, I would presume, but neither Gondor or the Rangers fought in the Battle of Five Armies, so little chance of it as far as I can see. It was the Men of Dale, the Mirkwood Elves, the Orcs, the Dwarves, and the Eagles who fought, if I remember right. That's not correct. It was the Men of Lake Town. Right? Wasn't Dale?
It was Dale. They were the same, essentially.
Yeah.
Right, because the Men of Dale had been displaced by the dragon and had founded Lake Town. So, right.
Let's see. Aragorn was born in 2931. Aragorn was adopted by Elrond in 2933. Bilbo's adventure was in 2941. Oh, so he only would have been 10 years old. Ah, there we go.
So if he would only been 10, then probably not.
And then let's see. In the tale of Aragorn and Arwen, it says, but when Estelle was only 20 years of age in 2951, it chanced he returned to Rivendell after great deeds in the company of the sons of Elrond. So he was probably off wandering around.
Yeah, that would make sense.
There we go. And the other question was, where was Gimli? So Gloin is there, but by ages, in theory, Gimli would have already been in his middle years. Interesting. Or he stayed at home, wherever that was.
So they didn't have one, wasn't that the point?
Well, the temporary home.
That was the whole point of the exercise. I was trying to think. What else is coming up? Blanking.
Well, as I announced on, so I'm getting excited again to do my my holiday lights with my my semi-pro display technology. And I did, yes, last night, finish my visualization, my sequence for the song, What Does the Fox Say?
Oh, God.
Last year I had Gangnam Style, so this year it's got to be what's the latest viral song. And I think it's funny because... My older teenager is groaning every time we play the song. So obviously it's got a little bit of oversaturation. There's probably two sides of it in high school and so forth. But I think it's funny because the song is a satire.
Sure.
And yet it's blown up so big that it's kind of gone beyond being a satire, and it's become a pulp, you know, a pop hit.
They tried to write a bad song, and they ended up writing,
writing a very catchy song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very weird place to be. Now, I haven't seen, they did a follow-up song called, was it Massachusetts?
Yeah, it didn't really.
Didn't work?
Yeah, I listened to it once. It wasn't terribly memorable. Yeah. I was just thinking about what else is coming out. I mean, next week there's that documentary, which I'm sure will be an only very limited release, Dear Mr. Watterson, about Calvin and Hobbes.
Right. Okay.
Then of course there's Catching Fire.
Yes. I'll be up for that. That should be fun.
Yeah, the first one was
a light frothy tale.
It was frothy. Yeah, right. The first one was a decent film. It didn't really do justice to the book, but it was a decent film.
Well, unless you go to the lengths that people have done for, let's say, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, or, I would count the accuracy at which they went for Watchmen and so forth. You won't do justice to a book.
This is true.
So,
let's see. Then, of course, there's Frozen, which does look pretty awesome.
It looks cute. Tudyk is in there, but yes. I think he should have been doing the snowman. I thought it was him in the early trailers, and then I checked the things, and it's not him doing the snowman.
I like the snowman. I like the I guess it's a reindeer, and I like the fact that it looks, from the looks of things, it looks like the heroine saves the hero,
right?
Which is a nice, refreshing change of pace in Disney. Yeah, let's see. Then in December, there's Hobbit, Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, yeah. Interested in seeing that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they treat it, because if they treat it honestly, P.L. Travers despised what what Walt Disney did with her book.
Yeah.
She absolutely hated it, which is why she refused to let anybody adapt any of the other Mary Poppins books. Because she couldn't stand what Disney had done with it. So if they're honest about it, then that's what they got to say. Anchorman 2, of course. Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Interesting. I'm not sure what to make of that one yet.
It's interesting because it looks like, that from what I've heard, that they're being much truer to the story than the Danny Kaye movie is, because the Danny Kaye movie is a really fun film, but it's not really true to the story.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, the story is fantastic, and Ben Stiller can be very good. He can also be way too overacty and annoying. So we'll see which Ben Stiller shows up.
Yeah, there's the big question.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
Oh, my goodness. I saw some silly thing on YouTube, you know, actors in their very early roles. And it was Ben Stiller in a small role in an episode of Miami Vice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he must have been pretty young then.
It was, yeah. It's pretty funny. He was some kind of, I don't know, some kind of a fence or something. But
well, I just remember seeing the movie Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on the Neil Simon play.
Yeah.
And saw it again, I saw it when it first came out, and then I saw it again like 6 years ago, maybe.
Right.
And realized that there's a scene where these pool hustlers take money, they take money from the main character, Eugene's older brother. You know, they're obviously going to swindle him. One of the swindlers is played by Jason Alexander.
Oh my goodness.
When he still had hair. And they're like, wait, he looks so familiar. Oh, wait. I know him. That's George. He just looks different with the hair. That's
all. That is pretty funny.
Yeah, it was really weird. Speaking of the Watchmen, reminded me. I was reading this. I think it was on Cracked. They had like another thing on Easter eggs. They always do like Easter eggs that you mind-blowing Easter eggs that you never knew existed in movies. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I saw that one. Yeah.
Did you see the one about the Watchmen?
No.
In the opening, you know, where they're showing like little scenes of heroes doing this and that, and like articles about heroes.
Right.
One of the things in the montage, if you look really, really carefully, is you can see one hero essentially preventing the creation of a different superhero. You see a hero who has just rescued the Waynes.
Oh my goodness.
You know, he's holding a guy who looks like Joe Chill. You know, he's got the hat. He looks like Joe Chill. You can see this well-dressed couple over to the side with a young boy. And it says, you can see in the back, it says Gotham Opera House. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, so they just prevented the creation of a superhero.
That's pretty funny. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever. And, of course, I had never noticed that before.
Well, some site did today, it was probably on IO9, a list of actors who have played a couple of different characters in different Bond movies.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But a couple of them that were really interesting were ones that had been back in even Connery era that pop up in the Craig era. For example, in Casino Royale, when he's playing poker, and there's an older Asian woman at the table,
mm-hmm.
She had actually been in like Dr. No or something.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty wild.
That I did not know. I knew there were several. Like, I know that the woman who played Octopussy had been in a previous Bond film.
Right.
And had been killed in that Bond film, you know. So, clearly was not the same character. There was one actor who played Felix Leiter twice. Felix Leiter, the man who always looks different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes African-American, sometimes not. I was white, so... Yeah, he's very good at disguise.
Yeah, I've never been super consistent with him, although...
And then somehow Bond always recognizes him.
Oh, I think the most current guy's been in it in, what, two out of the three?
Was he in Skyfall? I can't remember. Yeah, he's... he's a good actor, too. I can't remember his name.
In fact, he's on the Atlantic, the TV show on, was it Showtime about Atlantic City?
The Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I can't remember his name. I'm a total blank. But
are you watching Sleepy Hollow?
I'm not. It just didn't sound like my cup of tea.
Having fun with it. It's being pretty, pretty crazy and all over the place. And I'm waiting to watch this week's episode. Brings John Noble in.
I heard that.
Anything with John Noble.
I heard that he was going to be in it. Yeah. Though I was honestly never the biggest fan of Fringe, so. I didn't dislike it. It just could kind of take or leave it.
Yeah, I watched it for a while, and then the sort of other stuff overcame me, and I didn't have the patience to wait for it to get to its to its conclusion.
Yeah, I pretty much felt that way too. Yeah. excuse me. Sorry. What else? Yes, this is good. This is good podcast, everybody.
Yeah, we're doing great tonight. Yes, we don't have we always need a third, I think.
It does help. It does. What else is going on? There's something else that I was thinking about that was coming out. It was supposed to be.
Oh, let's see. So the multiple actors in Bond. So some of the standouts were Joe Don Baker.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Who was in Living Daylight, GoldenEye, and Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yep.
Let's see. Real standout ones.
The always wonderful Joe Don Baker, yes. Jimmy. Trying to think who else would have been. Did you see there was a
Burt Quo?
Who?
Burt Kwok.
Hmm.
Okay. Was in Goldfinger, You Only Live Twice, and Casino Royale.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was asked, I was reading something, I don't know how recent it was, but Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah.
Had actually wrote a blog post talking about the reasons why his favorite Bond film is On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Okay.
It was kind of an interesting read.
Many Bond fans consider it the best story, only cursed by George Lazenby.
Well, the thing is, if you look at it, and Soderbergh argues this, and I've made this argument too before to friends, that it's not so much Lazenby's fault as it's the fault of the way the part's written, because the part was clearly written with Connery in mind in the screenplay, and was not rewritten with Lazenby in mind, because he's a different actor.
Right.
I mean, he has more gravitas. He brings a certain amount of gravitas to the role that Connery didn't bring to it, whether deliberately or not. And so the one-liners don't flow from his mouth the way that they did from Connery's. So he still has to deliver them because they're in the screenplay.
Yeah.
So they just don't sound as good. So can't really fault Lazenby for that, because he didn't write the screenplay. I think he does a pretty good job with what he's given. It does go on too long. They should definitely have cut the movie. You know, it was the longest one until Casino Royale came out. And it does drag a bit in parts. But of course, I mean, it has Diana Rigg in it, who
yes.
makes anything she's in twice
Absolutely.
As it Absolutely. Would be without her. It has an ending that you could not get away with in a movie like that these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out of the book, I realize, but you could not get away with that ending these days. And it has Telly Savalas. Who just eats furniture so well.
Someone wrote a piece today. It might have been, it wasn't Cory Doctorow, was it? It was someone like that, arguing that they need to bring, they need to do a new version of Blofeld for the new Bond movies.
Yeah, they can't. It's the problem.
Why not?
Because they would have to pay Kevin McNally, who was a co-screenwriter on Thunderball, a huge amount of money if they did. That's why after Diamonds Are Forever, you never see Blofeld again. He was a co-screenwriter on Thunderball, and he didn't think he had been given enough money out of his contract, so he sued, and he won a judgment where basically any time the characters from Thunderball were used, including Blofeld, he would have to be cut in for a share of the profits.
Oh, interesting.
And he also secured the right to make to remake Thunderball.
Right, and that's why you get Enola twice,
that's,
right?
No, that's where Never Say Never Again
came. I mean, Never Say Never, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where Never Say Never Again came from. That's why it was independently made Bond film, because he had secured the rights to do that. And it is a remake of Thunderball in every way.
Right.
So, but that's why you never see Blofeld after Diamonds Are Forever.
Huh.
And that's why they symbolically, in the very beginning of For Your Eyes Only, they have Bond, and they never say it's Blofeld, mind you. They're very careful never to give his name.
Right.
So they didn't have to pay him anything, because they never say it's Blofeld. It's just a guy in a wheelchair, you know, because he's, you know, because he got crippled at the end of Diamonds Are Forever. And, you know, they're he's just a guy who's trying to kill Bond, who sounds a lot like Blofeld. But it doesn't have to be.
Please, Mr. Bond, I'll buy you a delicatessen.
Yeah, so, yeah, so that's why they symbolically get rid of him by dropping him down the chimney. Yeah. So they aren't going to make any more films with Blofeld, because they would still have to pay. They would still have to pay Kevin McNally a large amount of money if they did. And they don't want to do that, I'm sure.
Hmm. It's an interesting argument. Hmm.
Yep. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Indeed, indeed. Let's see. What was the other rumors that Jamie Alexander, who plays Sif in Thor,
okay, mm-hmm,
has confirmed that she's in talks with DC and Warner Brothers about a possible role in Batman Superman, which people are wondering then,
Wonder Woman.
Could she be Wonder Woman? And I actually think that's not a bad choice. Kind of liked her in Thor.
Yeah. No, no, she's not bad. Yeah. She could see her.
Could see that. Totally.
Be nice to have them give Wonder Woman like her own film.
Well, they'd probably have to do this and then, you know, build, you know.
Yeah, probably.
You know, they obviously don't quite have the same strength or moral turpitude to take that kind of step, whereas Marvel's, you know, got their whole plan of, you know, first squad, second squad, third squad, and are executing on it quite well.
Yeah, it's going quite well for them. It's kind of amazing, really.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. DC has done better on television, and Marvel is doing better in the movies.
By and large, although the recent Batman trilogy did pretty nicely.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Can't.
But really it remains complain. To be. Well, but I mean, they can't. Really haven't been able to tie it together for more than.
True.
You know, Marvel is definitely doing better in terms of a broader, consistent universe.
That is true. Yeah. That is true, because they pretty much terminated that Batman story, yes.
Yeah.
Even though in a ridiculous way. But.
And let's see. Oh, we've got, 2.5 weeks until the docudrama about Doctor Who airs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
An Adventure in Time and Space.
Mm-hmm.
Which ought to be sort of fun to watch, especially because
it's stand from Harry Potter, yep.
Right? Filch.
Yep. He does look the part, I gotta say.
I know, it's great.
He really does.
And then,
of course, the 50th anniversary special.
And then the 50th anniversary special.
Now, did you get theater tickets for that?
No, because unfortunately, the theaters that are playing it same day, or, you know, the actual time, mm-hmm, are all like 40, 50 miles away from here.
That's a shame.
And at a lousy time.
Mm.
So, well,
yeah, it's at 2:50 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. And so otherwise, you know, we're just going to watch it, you know, on the day. I'm not going to wait.
I guess it'd be 11:50 for you, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's 2:50 here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did get tickets. So
good.
My family are very excited about them.
Ooh, Brian Cox is going to be in the Doctor Who, docudrama.
Cool.
And of course, written by Mark Gatiss.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that. Speaking of which, I saw another picture released from season 3 of Sherlock.
Very good.
It's like, ooh, it's another picture of Watson sitting there doing nothing discernible. I don't care. I want to see it. Pictures tell me nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to early next year, right? I want to see them act. That is the part that I enjoy. I want to know the resolution of how Sherlock survived. That would be nice. Of course, the question is, has Benedict Cumberbatch become so big that he can't make a fourth series? His popularity has kind of exploded.
Yes. Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, all of the talk around him is he's still a very down-to-earth, nice guy and so forth.
So that's what I've seen. I mean,
hopefully he won't.
He was on the Graham Norton show on BBC America a couple weeks ago, and he was hysterical. It was actually really funny because he was on with Harrison Ford, you know, who's there promoting Ender's Game. And it was very clear that he kind of idolized Ford. You know, he was saying, he grew up, he wanted to be Han Solo. And,
right.
he was kind of starstruck meeting Ford, which is
right.
It's always funny to see a star being starstruck, shows, okay, yeah, they're human too, and he does do a remarkable Chewbacca. He really does. He surprised the hell out of Ford. He did it. Although I did see, his that film that he did, The Fifth Estate.
Yes.
Just bombed. I mean, it just absolutely tanked.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
It's like they said it was like the worst money loser theater by theater this whole year.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just don't think it came out at the right time, and it's not
saying something, man.
In tone. It just wasn't there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I don't know what it was exactly, but it definitely did not strike anybody.
Hey, have you seen the Loki version of the AT&T It's Not Complicated commercial?
Yes. Isn't that hysterical? I love
Hiddleston
that.
Is wonderful. I want to see him in other stuff where he gets to be fun and nice, or get a good guy role or something. I mean,
oh, he's fantastic.
I mean, just get to play up his puckish side.
Have you seen that video of him with Cookie Monster? I think we put it on the ball.
Oh, I must have seen that one. Yeah,
he's teaching Cookie Monster about delayed gratification. Delayed gratification.
Huh?
This long word.
Oh my goodness! All right. Well, you know what? I think we've gambled on here long enough, and I'm very grateful to the four people who are watching us live.
Let's hope we didn't bore you too much.
We hope we didn't bore you enough. It was been a weird day just because the site was down for a lot of the day too. We had supposedly had a server failure. No, we can't afford to pay for, 8-9's uptime. So there was a server failure. We are back online now, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
If you want to advertise with us and give us lots of money,
then exactly, then we can afford better server time and so forth. Hey. Otherwise, let's see. What do we got coming up anytime soon? We're rolling into the hallways. I have put out my call for suggestions for holiday beers and other libations. I'll do another roundup of those again. That was a lot of fun last year, and it gave me a reason to drink a lot of good beer.
And I'll gladly help you out with that.
Yeah, gotta say the two I've done so far, Schmaltz, Hebrews, Jubilation Reborn, 17 malts, 17 hops, 17% ABV.
Yeah,
that was quite a brew. It was wonderful. I mean, just that's a sipping beer.
It's like, it's not really beer at that point, isn't it? Like, it's like a strong wine.
But yeah, quite something. And then Ale Smith's had done a holiday beer, and it was really tasty. Sort of like the Sierra Nevada on steroids. It was really good.
Cool. No, I definitely have to try some. Yeah, we should split them out. Yeah, it'd be cool.
I'm sure there's probably plenty of East. You know, the unfortunate part being, you know, we've got a great chain here. I forget whether they're Nashville or not. Beverages and More. Do you guys have them out there?
No, we have similar. We have Total Wine and More, which is okay. Very similar. Yeah.
Probably very similar. But you know, it all depends on which distributors are picking up. They've got a lot of beers, but you know, it's 1/100th of all of the great microbreweries and so forth that are out there. Sure. You know, they probably carry 5% of the Dogfish stuff that's made near you. I'm sure Dogfish probably has a good
they stuff. Always have some good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I always want to go up to Delaware and go to their brewery.
So we'll split this out, but we get all the good, you know, we get the Rogue and the Stone and those guys.
I was able to get my hands on a couple of bottles of Woodstout though. So,
oh man, I'll pay you to send me one.
I only have two left.
So you can send me one. That's great.
It's good, man.
Can't between a man and his beer. Oh, well. All right. Other than that, we'll have some gift guides coming up soon and all sorts of holiday stuff. And otherwise, I think that's pretty much all we can say for tonight. It's been kind of low-key, kind of quiet. So hopefully we'll get back next time in a couple of weeks, and we'll get a couple more people on. Working on getting Mr. David Hewlett back again.
That would be awesome.
Sounds like he's jumping for it. He was on Tech News Today yesterday, and I was like, hey, I got to bug David, get him back on the podcast. Sounds like I think they've moved back to, like, Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's doing stuff back up in Canada. Otherwise, this has been the Geek Dads, episode number 139. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening or whatever. Thank you to the four folks, probably David, Michael, and let's see, who else? Somebody else said something. I bet it was Carrie. Was probably in the chat room or in hanging out and stuff. So everyone, thanks for watching, and we will see you next time. So long, folks.
So long. Geek Dad. Geek Dad. Geek Dad. Geek Dad. Geek Dad. Geek Dad.